Cassa. Seamus. I don't know how to write shame. Carrie is the writer. I take pictures and make my point through a lens. I don't know what I assume this letter is going to do for me, other than taking the advice of Carrie and Noah and agreeing that I need to unload this shit from inside of me before I let it consume me. I'm pregnant, Shame, and the kicker is, I'm carrying your baby. Our baby. I don't think I will ever come clean, though. I can never tell you what we created just nights before you left me behind. No word, no second thoughts. Just drove away with Tat and let your dreams manifest into reality. A reality that didn't involve me. I don't think I can tell you about this baby and watch you try and be the bigger man and come back for me, for us. I have more pride than that, Shame. I didn't let your leaving me break me. I made sure to keep my sanity and move on. Anger is a fucking mistress to a broken heart, and anger is my mistress. I met Corey just over a month ago, and though he isn't you, he loves me just as hard, and he wants this baby and me like he wants his next breath. Corey knows who you are, who you were to me before Tap made it big. He thinks this baby is his, and the saddest part of that is I would rather him think it was nobody's than to ever think it was yours. He would probably leave me too. So I will marry Corey tonight. He will hold our baby and think it is his, and he will never feel trapped by me or this baby. He won't leave me behind and turn his cheek when changes come. I, however, will look at our baby and see you every day for the rest of my life, and that will be my punishment. There will never be a day that I don't love you, Seamus. I will hold our baby, love our baby. And maybe one day, if the anger doesn't consume me, then I will let you meet our baby. I don't love Corey, not the way I love you, but I love myself and this baby enough that I will live this lie and suffer for it every day. Sassy.
What the fuck?
Corey roared and slammed his meaty fist into the side of my face. He forced me to listen to the words of my soul on that page. That fucking letter I should have thrown out. I had been in such dire straits, and I wasn't thinking clearly when I wrote it. I was scared and alone, and I made mistakes that I have long since paid for. Fuck you! I snarled through the blood in my mouth and tried to stand from the floor where he had knocked me to his feet. I would not cower to Corey ever. I knew that standing would only anger him more, but I was a master at pride before the fall. You know what it is. You're a fucking lawyer, and that indicates your smarts, Corey. What do you think it is?
In the last 6 months, you have broken every fucking promise you made to me, Cassa. And now I learn the one redeeming thing about you, our baby, was really his baby? The child of a fucking rock star. A drummer, no less. A man who is paid to beat a stick to circle and create noise.
He started clapping while stalking toward me. I flinched. Fuck. He smiled.
Scared?
He asked, his voice a sinister noise in the room. His eyes were vacant, empty, and soulless. He was such a handsome man when I met him, completely different from Seamus. Corey had sandy blonde hair, crystal blue eyes, and was as clean-cut as any lawyer in Bellevue. He was money and class in Armani suits, where Seamus was naughty, tattooed, sexy, and sin. His dark brown hair was long. His arms were defined by muscle and sinew from years of making noise. Never, I spat and laughed when he kicked me in the gut, dropping me even though I had fought to stand back up. There was no standing now. He crouched down beside me and I turned my head, not wanting to see what he would do next. His hits were harder this time, his kicks much more brutal. I wasn't going to be able to hide his marks from Mike and Ronnie, let alone from Carrie and Candy, or the guys in Tat. Shame I could avoid, but the others would go apeshit. As my lies went, I had covered this mess of a life as best I could. This time there would be no cover, and I would have no choice but to avoid them.